Elizabeth Atwood works at SOS Recovery in Rochester, an organization that helps people dealing with opioid use. When the temperature dipped down below zero a few weeks ago and didn't show signs of warming soon, she worried that some of their clients wouldn't have a safe place to stay at night. There weren't many shelters available nearby, so she started making calls.
We had a nice couple who runs the food pantry at the church, and they ended up letting somebody sleep in the church for a night. And then the next morning it was like, okay, now we really need to do something about this.
Within a few hours, she connected with some other groups who had the same concern in mind. And soon, they were making the case to city leaders to open an overnight warming center.
I was like, just give me the space. If you give me a space, we can do it. And like 3.5 hours later, we had 9 people eating pizza from Flatbread in Portsmouth. And it just started up like that quickly. So I think the first night we had 19 people, and it's just grown from there.
Grown a lot. So much so that the National Guard lent its armory to make sure there was enough space for everyone. Local restaurants donated food. Local social service groups stopped by to offer health screenings and other services. And dozens of people stopped in, some for a few hours, others for a few weeks, for a warm meal, a warm shower, and a safe place to sleep.
We had a family of four that was here in the beginning, and they had some young children, and then we've had, you know, to our oldest is 81.
Rochester Fire Chief and Emergency Manager Mark Close says people have come from across the county, some of them chronically homeless, others just needing a warm place to stay because of a broken furnace.
We've had probably a day population of near 80, and our night population, we've had one night, I believe it was last Friday or Saturday when it was the coldest, it was 70.
But today at noon, the shelter plans to close, at least for now. The National Guard needs its building back, and the weather's warming up. And that means people like Dee Welch, who's been staying in the shelter the last few weeks, will be back where they started.
I'm going back to my tent because I have to maintain it. Every single thing I own is in that tent.
Welch says he's been homeless for years, but he says this is the first time he's stayed in a shelter. He can usually take the cold, but 10 below was too much even for him.
The volunteers here have been very good. The food's been very good. They bedded everybody down. No complaints. We know it's temporary, but where we stand now is there's a lot of winter coming.
That uncertainty was on the minds of lots of people inside the armory Wednesday night. Wendy Bouvier also wasn't sure where she would end up. But at the very least, she felt like she made connections at the shelter that will put her on a more stable track.
I was alone in my car by myself and isolated. I didn't even know how to ask for help. Now I got to figure out which person to ask for what, but I have 5 different people I can ask. And that's the difference of coming together as people in a community.
Close, the fire chief, said they're trying their best, in the absence of a permanent solution, to still get people help.
So even after today, they'll receive notifications and on who they can contact, who they can turn to, and, you know, it's just not stopping here.
Even so, the sheer number of people cycling through the warming center really brought home the severity of the region's homelessness.
People need help, and the state really needs to look at helping people. And I know it's all about money and budgeting. It's been a challenge for us to help individuals to find places to go.
That need isn't going away, regardless of the weather. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.